Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome to RotoWire's NBA DFS podcast for Tuesday, March 28, 2017. Hoops fans, I'm Paul Bruno, and you know me from my work on hockey, baseball, and football pods at RotoWire over the last 2 years, and we're coming to the end of my first year on the NBA beat, and I've loved every second of it. We're talking NBA hoops today as usual. I want to invite you to follow me at Statsman22. Joining me on this NBA FanDuel preview podcast is my co-host, Dan Bruno. Dan, remind our listeners about your Twitter handle and where to find your work on RotoWire's website, please.
Well, on Twitter, my Twitter page is at dbrunoofficial. That's D-B-R-U-N-O-F-F-I-C-I-A-L. And then if you're checking out rotowire.com, you'll find my work under the NBA preview and recap section for the daily games.
All right, Dan. And speaking of the daily games, we got 8 tilts on tap for tonight. And I'll take us through the first half. You can finish up with the later starts. Beginning with the Timberwolves visiting Indiana, where Indiana is a 4.5-point favorite. The over-under set at 208 for that 7 o'clock tip. Then we got the Bucks visiting Charlotte, where the homestanding club is a 4-point favorite with the over-under set at 201 points. Again, a 7 o'clock start. Then Phoenix takes their act east and visits the Sun visits Atlanta, where it's a 7.5-point pick in favor of the homestanding Hawks, and the over-under set at 220.5 points for that 7:30 start. And then Miami is a 1-point pick over Detroit, where the Pistons are at home, and the over-under there is set at 201 points.
Yeah, then also at 7:30, you've got the 76ers visiting Brooklyn, where the Nets are actually a 3-point favorite with an over-under of 224.5. I actually like that game in terms of fantasy-friendly game of the night, maybe. And then along with the next one here coming up at 8 o'clock, you got the Warriors visiting Houston, where the Rockets are actually a 1.5-point favorite with an over-under of 223.5. Then at 10 o'clock, you've got the Nuggets visiting Portland, where the Trailblazers are a 2-point favorite with an over-under of 223.5. A lot of fantasy-friendly games here tonight, I think, actually. And then at 10:30, you've got the Wizards visiting Los Angeles to take on the Lakers, where the Wizards are a 9.5-point favorite with an over-under of 225.
All right, Dan, before we get into the nitty-gritty here, I want to remind our listeners that we have a second sponsor on these pods, and it's pristineauction.com. I'll spell that out. It's P-R-I-S-T-I-N-E auction.com. They have daily auctions ending nightly with hundreds of lots for sale. There's tons of stuff for the man cave, always something perfect for the fan of any team. If you're concerned about authenticity, so am I. And they guarantee authenticity, and all items come with authentication for only the most trusted of sources. And I'm also pleased to announce that they're very affordable lots here, because you don't have to blow your brains out. There's some good stuff here that won't kill your piggy banks. Much more affordable than you think at the end of the day. And I'll also say that there are some items that caught my eye this morning, Dan. I was looking at an Emmett Smith autographed helmet for $197. I'm a card collector as well, and there was a Mickey Mantle card from 1959. Beckett Card Magazine rates it at $1,000 if it's in great condition, and it's selling for $120, so there could be some upside there. And then there's a signed and framed Derek Carr jersey, which is kind of topical since the Raiders are going to be moving to Las Vegas next year. That's only $100. Might be the cheapest and one of the more cheapest and affordable options out there today. It's quick and free and easy to register, folks. Free to bid as well. You only pay when you win. Lastly, I'll encourage you to do us a favor here at RotoWire. In the How Did You Hear About Us section on pristineauction.com, there's a drop-down menu when you register. Please give us a nod, because RotoWire is one of the names you'll see there. Just tell them we sent you, and that'll be great news for us. And good luck with your hunting down there in the shopping territory at pristineauction.com. All right, Dan, let's get into our position-by-position breakdowns and see if we can help our listeners win some big money playing FanDuel tonight. We'll go as usual, beginning with the point guard positions. And tonight there's one guy over the 10,000 mark, but there's three premium guys over the 9,000 mark. So why don't we take a look at all three of these guys together? We got Damian Lillard at 9,400. We got Steph Curry at 9,900. And topping them all is John Wall at 10,200. Are there plays or fades here for you?
Well, for me, I take Lillard and Curry over Wall in this situation here, just because if all things are going right for Washington, this should be a quick and easy game for them, and maybe it's a chance for John Wall to take a little bit of the night off. Maybe he plays a few less minutes, and you see a bit more of Brandon Jennings tonight. I could definitely see that happening because the Wizards have been playing well lately, and the Lakers have not. So, and then on the other hand, Stephen Curry against Houston, that's going to be a shootout for sure. So definitely, you can save $300 there. And Damian Lillard, again, the guy's been playing out of his mind the last few games, and his team's still in a real battle for that playoff spot. They just overtook the Nuggets for eighth place, and now they face them head-to-head in Portland. So this is a huge game for the Trailblazers, and you can bet that Damian Lillard's going to lead the charge there. So I like Lillard and Curry more than Wall tonight.
Yeah, I agree with the call. I can't wait to see that Golden State-Houston game. It's two of the best teams in all of basketball. Certainly some name recognition on the floor for both sides. And if it's close, it keeps high-scoring players on the floor longer, and that could be a real bonanza at the payoff window at FanDuel at the end of the day. Taking it down a notch, we look at the range from, let's say, 7,800 Kemba Walker down to D'Angelo Russell at $6,500. Dan, there's some premium talent here as well.
Well, I think Kemba Walker's got a tough matchup in Milwaukee, but the guy I do like here is Ricky Rubio. I love the way how he attacks the stat sheet, multiple columns, mostly getting those high assist numbers, which count for 1.5 points as opposed to a point, which is just one. So the more assists, the better. And he's coming off a great streak so far. He's got topped 50 FanDuel points in two of his last about eight games, and the rest of them he's been right around the 30 mark. So I mean, and before that he had a little streak of 40s happening. So I mean, Ricky Rubio's right up there with his production, and I think he's going to keep at it for a couple more games at least as the season winds down.
And I like in this range Goran Dragic for all the same reasons. You could have substituted his name where you said Rubio just a moment ago, and all the same factors apply. They're both visiting teams that they should defeat, and the guys have been playing consistently well. So good options here in the 7,000-plus range down to 6,500 to Russell. We got two players at 6,000, 6,100. That's Tyler Johnson, Tyler Ulis. And on down through a number of other players to 5,000, where we see Jameer Nelson and Patrick Beverley. We're starting in a value country here, Dan. Are any of these guys lighting it up for you tonight, you think?
Well, if you don't want to spend too much on your point guards, but you don't want to go right down to the basement, Tyler Johnson and Tyler Ulis is a pretty good combo you could pick up for about the price of a Westbrook if he was on the list tonight. But Ulis has been getting the starts, and he's going to continue to get the majority of the minutes there as Phoenix doesn't have much more to play for other than their rookies. So, and Ulis has been getting, you know, close to 40-point FanDuel points in about three of his last five games, with the other two games at 13 and 18 FanDuel points. But, I mean, it's all bet here, and maybe he's a better tournament play at the point tonight given some of the better options above him. But then also Tyler Johnson has been playing pretty well lately, topping 35 FanDuel points in two of his last three games, and they're going to need more of him, especially with Dion Waiters out. And I mean, they're going up against a Detroit team that's pretty much in shambles, and Tyler Johnson should be one to take advantage of that.
I wonder if Jeremy Lin might draw some eyeballs tonight, Dan, in a pretty low, lackluster matchup otherwise. Brooklyn, the Brooklyn point guards had three pretty good games in a row and might be worth a look at $5,800 in a game where he hasn't got much in terms of star power going against him tonight, and he is homestanding for the home team tonight. So that might be an interesting one to look at as well in my book. $5,000 and down from Jameer Nelson into value country. Dan, there's some other names, name recognition guys here, some guys we played in the past who've done well. Any of them possibilities tonight for you?
Well, there's really two that I look at here. One's Ish Smith. I think he's probably the safest one below $5,000. He's getting the start for Detroit, and he'll probably play the most of the minutes. I'm pretty sure Reggie Jackson's going to be out. And I even read something that he might be shut down for the season. I don't know. I didn't see what the injury was that he's dealing with, but there's something there going on with Reggie Jackson. Ish Smith is coming off a 30 FanDuel point game in his last game, which was last night. And he should keep it up. He was playing well for them when he was starting consistently early in the season, and hopefully he continues that. The other guy is Brandon Jennings, I mentioned a few minutes ago. You know, hopefully for Washington, what they're hoping for is that they make a quick work of this game and maybe get John Wall a few extra minutes to sit down, because he's been busting his tail lately. And Brandon Jennings would be more than happy to fill in, and I'm sure he'd be looking to fill it up. So, I mean, he's playing an average about 16 minutes a game over about his last 10 games. And in that time, he's averaging about 15 FanDuel points. One time he played 21 minutes versus Brooklyn and finished with 35 FanDuel points. So I would be looking for a similar night of that tonight.
Okay, and I'm going to add the name of Sergio Rodriguez, the other half of that lackluster matchup that I highlighted earlier. He's had four games where he's hit plus double figures in scoring, and if he gets any kind of a run tonight against a weak Brooklyn team, he could easily duplicate that and give you good value for $4,500. Let's move over to the shooting guard position, Dan. At the top of this list, of course, well, we mentioned Houston's playing. That means James Harden, who's a threat to go for at least 50 points in FanDuel play every night. He's at the top of the board. $12,500 is the price tag against Golden State. And we also have below him Giannis Antetokounmpo. Boy, they test us. Every time we do this broadcast, it seems that he's playing. We've got to test ourselves with that pronunciation. I hope I nailed it for his family. It's $10,000 price tag, $10,300 price tag there before we go $2,500 cheaper in the next guys. So Harden and Antetokounmpo, both star players, both playing tonight, both big price tags, Dan. What do you think?
Well, starting off with Harden, I think he's a good pick tonight. $12,500 is a lot. That's for sure. But the thing is, he's gonna need to give it his all tonight. And I'm sure that Houston would love to make a statement win against the Warriors. James Harden's gonna have to be the one to lead the way there. I mean, if he has an off night, it's gonna be probably around 40 FanDuel points. Well, not necessarily an off night, but not one of his top nights, which he had in his last game against OKC a couple days ago. He finished with 41 FanDuel points, but that's still not a major disappointment. But, I mean, if he goes off, it's in the 60s or 70s. So James Harden for 2,500 is good in my books. Antetokounmpo's got a bit of a tougher matchup, I would say, against Charlotte. That should be a bit more like a grinded-out kind of game, I think. I'm not looking at him as much, but I mean, if you don't want to spend the extra $2,000, he's still a good look in my opinion.
All right, and then we go into a more reasonable price range, I'll say. Bradley Beal at $7,800 against the Lakers for Washington. On down to, let's take it down to Gary Harris at $6,100, Dan. So there's quite a gap there from $7,800 to $6,100. Deion Waiters is out with an ankle injury. Of course, we know that. So don't play him for sure. And tell me what you think in this group.
Well, there's an interesting note about Bradley Beal. He hasn't scored less than 18 points in a game for a heck of a long time. So, I mean, his FanDuel numbers are very consistent, right around the 30 to 40 FanDuel point mark. So for $7,800, he's a really solid bet to get you that 30 points, maybe 40. But again, if the Wizards are really clicking, they could finish that one up quickly and see a little bit more from their subs. But you know what? The thing is, for that to happen, it's going to take a good amount of points from Beal anyway. So I like him at $7,800. The other guy here, you got to just give a shout out to is Devin Booker. Mr. 70 points, but it's also worth noting that in his next game after the 70 point total, he came up with, I think it was 24 points and, or sorry, 23 points. And that 47 point drop off is the biggest drop off ever after a player has scored 70 points.
Wow.
I mean, but I mean, that's understandable. 23 points after 70, it's okay, whatever. It's not horrible. But so that amounted to 33 FanDuel points following his 91 FanDuel point night, which might be a record for that, what I've seen on FanDuel. But anyway, so his last three games are 33, 91, and 33. So he's on obviously on a bit of a streak here. But the problem is the price tag to me, $7,600 against Atlanta. I don't think that's going to return you the right kind of value tonight. So I'm not looking at Devin Booker. I'm looking to fade him. I'd be more interested in maybe either of the next two guys on the list, CJ McCollum or Klay Thompson, should be both in high-scoring games, and both of them are going to need everything that they, both of their teams are going to need everything that they can give them in these important matchups tonight.
And I'll add the name of Nicholas Batum. He's been in double digits in scoring the last five games, contributing also across the board, filling it up, as you say, in all five columns. And sadly, though, his turnovers are up in the last little while, too, mitigating some of that. But I still like him at this price point, and given his FanDuel average per year, it could be a good night for Batum. Let's go down into the 5,000s, Dan, from Will Barton at $5,900 down to, well, we got to take it into bargain country. So let's group these into the bargain hunting looks, because we got Barton at 59, we got Hardaway at 59, then it dips below the 5,000 with Eric Gordon. So tell me what you think about this whole group, including the value plays.
Well, I'm not huge on Barton or Tim Hardaway Jr., but a couple guys that I like getting a little cheaper here are the couple bench guys from Houston, Eric Gordon and Lou Williams. Lou Williams is coming off a great game in his last game, 30-something points in just the points column, and that amounted into a solid FanDuel point total of 39 FanDuel points. So that's heck of a value for $4,600 there from Lou Williams, while Eric Gordon, on the same night, managed to put up 24 points and 25 FanDuel points. And they combined for 67 minutes of action. So those guys are both coming off the bench and both putting up big volume in terms of their points and minutes. So for the value you get there, and in a shootout tonight, I think those are a couple of good picks there. But then if you really want to look a little bit more into the value section, a couple guys I'm interested in are Caris LeVert of Brooklyn facing off against the 76ers, and on the other side of the ball, Nick Stauskas.
And I'll add two names, Lou Williams. If it's a shooter's night in Houston, you got to factor him into the mix, because if it could, especially if there's some garbage time, he might get a little bit longer run there, and $4,600 could shoot the lights out in any case. And Monte Ellis, I'm the president of this guy's fan club. I've seen too many highlights of him against the Raptors here to discount him at all. And when I see that he's scoring double digits in terms of actual points per game consistently in the last couple of weeks, it makes me think he's getting his game into the highest level we've seen on the season. And for $4,400, I'll take a risk of fitting him in against Minnesota as Indiana's at home tonight in a game they need to get. All right, Dan, let's go to the small forwards. And we note at the top of the board, Kevin Durant is still out with that knee injury. Don't know what the prognosis is for him at the moment. Maybe you can shed some light on that. But beyond him, we go into a range that takes us from Paul George at $8,600 down to Danilo Gallinari at $6,500. Let's call them the premium guys tonight at that position. Which ones do you like? Which ones do you not?
Yeah, well, first of all, Durant has definitely got a week or two still to go. But the guy I like here is Paul George, $8,600 here. And he's topped 40 FanDuel points in three of his last four games and four of his last six games, with one of those being a 52 FanDuel point night, season high 39 points there. And I think Paul George, his team has been slipping a bit in the Eastern Conference standings, but he's got to be the one who brings them back and keeps them where they need to be. So I think he's gonna come up big tonight against Minnesota. And on the other hand there, I don't like Andrew Wiggins really coming up against Indiana. I think the Pacers are going to look to shut him down.
Yeah, this is a tough range for me, too, because then you got Danilo Gallinari, who's kind of hit or miss, and, you know, he's had some health issues this year, so I'm discounting him. Maybe you look at a guy like Robert Covington. I'm all over this Philadelphia-Brooklyn game, I guess.
Yeah, I like Covington, too. I think it's a good matchup for him,
yeah,
and I think he'll look to make his mark.
That's right. So those are our thoughts in this range. We take it down below the 6,500 plateau. TJ Warren at 6,400, all the way down to, let's say, Trevor Ariza, 5,400, because Michael Beasley's out with a knee injury at 5,200. So from 5,400 on up to Warren at 6,400. Dan, who do you like in this grouping?
Well, it's a tough range here, too. I'm not really that big on anybody. I would say maybe Wilson Chandler is a guy that is always interesting to me just because of how multidimensional his game is. That being said, though, he's coming off a pretty tough performance in his last game, only 9 FanDuel points, but before that, 28 and 34. So got to check up on his status there, make sure he's all good to go, because he's another guy that's been hampered by injuries. But if he's good to go and maybe in the starting lineup there, that's an interesting pick for me in what I think is going to be a high-scoring game, too. And then also maybe Trevor Ariza here, right, against Golden State. You know, the Rockets are going to have to lean on him. He came up actually pretty big in their last contest, along with Lou Williams and Eric Gordon. He came up with 24 points and 46 FanDuel points in that last game versus OKC. So, I mean, this guy's another guy that attacks the stat sheet across the board. And when he's filling it up in the points column, too, that usually amounts in big FanDuel point totals.
Dan, you took all the guys that I wanted to talk about. So let's take it into bargain country here. 5,000 below Marcus Morris and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist at the top of this heap. Who do you like in this group? Might make us some good tournament plays.
Well, actually, I think there's quite a few guys who you could consider in this group. I would say that Sam Decker is probably one of the more interesting ones here because of the injury to Ryan Anderson in Houston. Decker's minutes automatically increase, and he comes up with a decent return there. So for $3,500, that's as low as you can go. And he came up with 15 FanDuel points in 24 minutes in his last game. I mean, you could consider him tonight against Golden State. Another guy to consider maybe is Rodney McGruder, another $3,500 guy, but he's been getting most of the starts in the absence of Dion Waiters. Again, a slower night in his last game, only 9 FanDuel points, but before that, 23, 15, 13, 15. So he can get close to that 20 mark, and he's playing the right amount of minutes, around 25 minutes a game over his last 3. So I mean, for $3,500, I don't think that's a bad roll of the dice there.
And in addition, I'll throw out the name of Andre Iguodala. His minutes have been on the rise in the last little while, and if he gets any kind of a defensive assignment against Houston, that might mean he's in for a good run tonight, too. I've seen his point totals rise in terms of FanDuel play. He even got over 40 FanDuel points recently in one tilt, so well above his average of 19 per game. Really good value if he does get any kind of playing tonight in time tonight in that heated and high-scoring affair. At the power forward position, Nikola Jokic, $10,300, stands alone, $2,600 clear of the next man up, and that's Draymond Green. So let's spend a minute to talk about Jokic, the center for the power forward for Denver, as he faces Portland tonight. Do you like that matchup for him?
Yeah, I think it's a great matchup for Jokic. The Trailblazers had been notoriously bad in the front court, but then they picked up Nurkic. But Jokic is very familiar with Nurkic. They had played together in Denver, obviously, before that trade. I think Jokic can take advantage of this matchup, and also it's going to be a high-scoring game. I think he'll be a part of that. And these teams are really going to be battling for that eighth spot. Whoever wins this game is going to take a game advantage over the other for that eighth spot in the West, which is huge at this point in the season. So you got to look to your stars in those kind of games, and I think Jokic is going to be the guy for Denver there. Yeah,
he's going to have a huge advantage over his counterpart on the other side of the floor. Maybe he draws double coverage under the basket and frees up some space for his teammates there, too. So maybe they go inside out and outside in with their offense through him and look for him to pile up some points, not only on the point scoring, but maybe rebounds and assists as well. Let's go down a little bit lower into some of the higher prices guys here as well. Draymond Green, $7,700. We know that he's not a one-dimensional player at all. This guy can fill it up, and he'll have a chance to be very active tonight in that high-scoring tilt. What do you think about him on down to Marvin Williams at $6,500, Dan.
Well, I like Draymond Green because I think this is one of those games where both team wants to make a point, and Draymond Green is one of those guys who loves to make points. So I think he's going to come out and try and affect the game in every way that he can. For $7,700, I think that's a pretty decent price for a guy like this, who's, you know, a 50-point potential guy. The other guy there that's interesting tonight to me is Dario Saric, $7,300. Price tag dropped a few hundred recently, but this guy's still keeping up a consistent streak of very good outings. A little slower in his last game, only 18.5 FanDuel points, but 45 before that. So, I mean, this guy for $7,300, I think Draymond Green and Dario Saric give you very good options if you don't want to spend the $10,300 on Jokic.
And below him, Dan, we got to look at the rest of the guys in this value area. And let's take it down. Well, we should also mention that Paul Millsap, I was just reading a note on him. This is interesting, Dan. He is dealing with something called left knee synovitis. Now, anything with an itis on the end of it kind of worries me a little bit. They say he's going to be out for the next three games. That's going to be critical for them in the playoff hunt because they're tied with two other teams. We'll talk about that a little bit later. But knee synovitis, there's a new one for me. I had never heard of that before.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, let's go down to from 6,200, James Johnson, on down to Gorgui Deng and Kenneth Faria, $5,100 and $5,000 respectively.
Well, I think the game here against Detroit is one that's made for James Johnson. He's been playing very well recently anyway, still around the 30 minutes a game and around the 30 FanDuel points a game. A couple 14, 18 mixed in there, but then he counters that with a 47 and some mid-30s. So, I mean, $6,200, I don't mind this price tag for James Johnson tonight because, again, this is a big game for the Heat. And I know from witnessing that James Johnson has had some pretty good games against Detroit in the past as a member of the Raptors. So, I mean, I look for him to come out with a little bit of extra confidence tonight and do his thing there for $6,200. I like that pick.
And I like... Go ahead. You can take it.
Okay, well, just one other guy that was kind of interesting lately is Rashawn Holmes, who's been getting a few starts for Philly, coming up with some massive nights, and then he had a couple slower ones, 12 and 13 FanDuel points before he got back to 31. So he's another interesting look for $5,700. You got to check it out if he's getting the start because Jahlil Okafor is out. But then Philly's got that other guy, Sean Long, who's playing pretty well. So between Holmes and Long, check out who's getting the start, who's averaging the more minutes, and either one of those guys is can be a pretty good pick tonight against Brooklyn.
And one other guy that I like that is a good pick tonight possibly is Frank Kaminsky. He's really been scoring a lot better than he had earlier in the season and well above his FanDuel rate for the year, which is 21.5 points. I know it could be a tough matchup against Milwaukee, but he's holding up his end of the bargain for the Charlotte offense, and I like the fact that they're leaning on a little bit in that regard. And you'll notice our listeners haven't heard too many Detroit names being called. They're on the second of back-to-backs, and that makes me shy away from a lot of them, including Tobias Harris, who's really not playing toward the level that we saw from him earlier on. His average of 26 points in FanDuel play per game is something that he hasn't achieved for his last few outings, and so I want to stay away from him until he gets back above that mark. Don't like to get guys on the downward side of the ledger, Dan. I don't know how you feel about that, but I'm shying away from him, mostly because of the back-to-back situation there. Let's take a look now for Kenneth Faried at 5,000 on down below that into bargain hunting country. We got some injury notes in there. Ryan Anderson, Nemanja Bjelica, and John Henson all out of the lineup. So don't go looking for them in terms of your bargain value plays. There are maybe a couple of other options to consider.
Well, the Hawks are fighting for their life here, really. They've lost, I think it's 7 straight. And it's interesting, they're going up against Phoenix, who's got the other worst losing streak in the league right now, having lost 8 straight. So either one of these teams is going to break their league worst losing streaks tonight. But the Hawks have dropped to, well, they're still 5th in the West, but they're tied with Indiana for 7th and only 2.5 games ahead of the 9th place Bulls. So the Hawks are really hanging on to by their fingertips here. And so I'm looking at maybe Ersan Ilyasova to come up with a decent game against Phoenix. $4,800 is not a bad price tag for this guy who's averaging over his last 5 games about 25 FanDuel points with a couple nights over 30 there. So I like him for $4,800. And then if you're getting a little lower into the value, one super value guy here is Noah Vonleh for sure. He's picked up his play a lot for the Trailblazers. Maybe Nurkic being there has given him a little bit more space and confidence. But for $3,800, this guy's topped 20 FanDuel points in four of his last five games. And has been keeping the FanDuel totals right around the 20 mark pretty consistently over the last about 10 games. So for $3,800, I like Vonleh. And the other guy who's always interesting to me lately is Quincy Acey coming up against Philly. Again, Brooklyn's giving this guy a bit more of a run out there. And when he gets over 20 minutes, he comes pretty close to 20 FanDuel points a game. So I like those guys.
All right, we go over to the center position where the big cat, Karl-Anthony Towns, is at the top of the list for $10,300. He gets an interesting matchup against Indiana and Miles Turner. I think this is going to be a very athletic matchup, one where the center position could really tell the tale, although, of course, Towns gets the big edge. Do you play him tonight or fade him at $10,500?
Well, I mean, tough call for me here on Towns. He's coming off a bit of a slower game in his last contest against Portland, only 22 FanDuel points, and that was a game maybe I would have expected him to do a little bit better. I think I don't like the matchup here against Indiana. I think the Pacers are going to really come out with everything they have tonight, and they're going to look to shut this guy down for sure. And like you said, Miles Turner is a pretty athletic guy on the other side of the ball here. So the center position might be one where I look to save a few bucks tonight.
And the next two guys are going head-to-head. It's an interesting matchup. Hassan Whiteside against Andre Drummond. I'm favoring Whiteside in this matchup. Dan, let's take a look at these two alone before we move down the list and look at this matchup a little bit and tell me what you think about it. But I'm giving Miami's center the advantage.
I would have to agree. I mean, even though this guy's playing with stitches in his hand, he's playing with like a mitten on, he's still managing to get around the 40 FanDuel point mark. He's probably averaging about 40 FanDuel points over his last about seven games here. And he's going to definitely be a focal point against Detroit, where they have another big center on the other side of the ball. And I do give the advantage to Miami in general in this matchup just because of how poorly Detroit's been playing lately. And I don't think the confidence and morale can be too high in Detroit right now. So I think the Heat are just going to come away with this one way or another. And yeah, I would take Whiteside over Drummond in this one too, because the thing about Detroit is Stan Van Gundy's shown that if he's not happy with his starters, they get the hook and they might not come back. So I actually, one of my value picks here in the center range is Aaron Baines, because of that very reason, that if Andre Drummond decides or ends up not, you know, playing great against Whiteside, I could see him getting pulled and get Aaron Baines getting some extra action.
And one guy who's playing like he's a little more motivated than usual, when I think of Dwight Howard, I think of a guy who needs to be engaged to play well. He's playing very well of late for Atlanta. They need him to come up large against Phoenix. You said they're slumping. The Suns are. And Atlanta does need this game, and they're going to rely on their healthy big man to pull them through. I think there's a lot of pressure on Howard tonight, but I do think he delivers in this one. Might be worth the value at $7,200. But below him, and we'll take a look at these guys, Yusuf Nurkic down to Greg Monroe at $6,000. So what do you think of my assessment of Howard and the guys all the way down to Monroe?
Well, yeah, I think Howard has definitely an advantage in the matchup tonight, and they're going to need everything from him, that's for sure. In this range, Miles Turner, again, even though he's going up against Karl-Anthony Towns, is interesting to me just because I would think that the air around the Indiana locker room right now has to be, you know, that they've got to bring it and as much as they can. So, I mean, and Turner's coming off a solid last four games, maxing out in his most recent game with 42 FanDuel points. And I mean, he came up with 31 FanDuel points against Utah a few games ago, and there's not much better front court around than or another center around like Rudy Gobert to go up against. So if Miles Turner can get 31 FanDuel points against Rudy Gobert, I'm pretty confident he's going to have a good game tonight, too.
Well, let's look at the next four guys before we get into the sub 5,000 category. Of course, Jahlil Okafor would be a fifth, but he's injured and out for Philadelphia. So we'll take a look at Capella, Williams, Zeller, and Plumlee. I'm kind of intrigued by Capella in this matchup tonight against Golden State, Dan. He's been playing very well of late, and I wonder if he might give them the only advantage they might have anywhere on the floor.
Yeah, well, he's great for Houston because he can run and he can keep up with the action. I think he's a pretty good pick for $5,500, pretty safe bet to get you near 30 FanDuel points, at least in the high 20s, but he's topped 30 the majority of the time over his last about six or seven games there. So I think Clint Capella is probably the best pick in this range. I think Cody Zeller's got a really tough matchup against Milwaukee. Not too confident in him there. You have Mason Plumlee going up against his old team. That's always interesting. The minute situation in Denver, though, is a little bit shaky. Plumlee's only came up with 19 and 16 minutes in his last two games. He's averaging probably around 20 FanDuel points in his last five games, but I'm not big on him tonight.
All right, then let's go bargain hunting, and I'm going to mention the name of Marcin Gortat, but only because I'm not on him. I'm usually a big fan of his play, but he's not been producing like the guy that I remember, and probably well-priced at $4,800, though he gets a good matchup against L.A. I want to know what you think about him, and any of the other names down here that might be better picks.
I'm not really on Gortat either. I don't really see an outstanding reason to pick him at all tonight. The guy who's pretty much the hot topic is Sean Long, who's his price at $4,500. He's coming off the bench for Philly and in less than 20 minutes a game over his last three games, he's probably averaging about 25 FanDuel points with 30 and 29 in his last two games. So this guy, he's putting the ball in the net, scoring points, and he's rebounding very well with a couple blocks and steals thrown in there too. So, I mean, Sean Long is pretty much the guy on, if you're talking about trends, he's the guy who's trending in the right direction in this value range here for sure. Another guy I mentioned is Aaron Baines. I think he's obviously going to play off the bench no matter what, but I think you could see a few extra minutes from him just given the fact that Detroit's starting lineup has been pretty shaky lately and Stan Van Gundy seems to have a bit of a short patience with them.
Dan, I looked ahead at what the optimizers put up, and I think we've named everybody on this list, so I'm kind of intrigued to see how this lineup does. It might be worth a play as I get back in the swing of things on FanDuel NBA basketball tonight after a couple of days off. Let me know what you think about what the optimizer has in store for us tonight.
Well, I thought the same thing. I think I might go with this optimizer lineup just for the heck of it, and I usually like to throw in a few of my own tweaks, but... This one looks pretty good to me. It's Steph Curry and Ish Smith at the point, then James Harden and Lou Williams at shooting guard, Paul George and Michael Kidd-Gilchrist at small forward. I mean, Kidd-Gilchrist is a bit of a iffy pick to me, $4,800, but he's a good pick most nights, but just up against Milwaukee, I think that's a tough matchup for him. But still not a bad choice. I'm still okay with it. Then Rashawn Holmes and Ersan Ilyasova at the power forward and Sean Long at the center. So it's giving us the two young guys from Philly there looking for a high-scoring game in Brooklyn. So, yeah, it's an interesting combo by the optimizer here, and I'm pretty tempted to give this a try myself.
Yeah, I think it'll be worth one of the plays that I put out tonight for sure. And we'll remind our listeners, don't forget to check back with RotoWire starting lineups on the NBA tab all day long. We do a great job of lineup sweeps and checks all day long at RotoWire, as I said, so you can make sure that your players are good to go right up to tip-off. On behalf of our friends at FanDuel, though, I want to remind you, our listeners, that baseball is just around the corner. We're a week away from first pitch. Don't get stranded on first base without a RotoWire subscription, and don't miss out on this great offer, folks. Make your first deposit on FanDuel today, and you'll get a free six-month RotoWire subscription. Go to FanDuel.com/RotoWire to claim it. You must be a new FanDuel user in order to be eligible. Users may only establish one account on FanDuel. That's FanDuel.com/RotoWire. All right, Dan, as we get down to the end of the season, there's some great races as we look at the top eight seeds in each side. And you mentioned in the East, there's three teams tied for fifth, sixth, and seventh seed. Let's look at Milwaukee, Indiana, Atlanta. Of course, and Atlanta's kind of banged up right now. Do you fear any of them if you're a top four seed in the Eastern Conference?
Well, I would have to say that if Milwaukee and Indiana definitely are the more intimidating of the two here. I think Indiana is a team that's pretty much been underachieving all season, and if they ever got things clicking the right way, I think they could be a very dangerous team. Of course, they've got their superstar Paul George. They've got a good young center with Miles Turner. Then they've got Thaddeus Young as well, who's been a bit underperforming for a while. But I think Indiana's got a really good team, and if they could ever get clicking, they're pretty dangerous. And same with Milwaukee. Milwaukee, they're scary for anybody for sure. You got Antetokounmpo there, who's just, you know, this guy's pretty much unstoppable. And then they got Chris Middleton, who's a really dead-eye shooter. And they're just a long, lengthy team with a solid defensive mindset that they could be very interesting too. So I think Milwaukee and Indiana there. And if there's a team that's in danger of slipping, it's Atlanta here. I mean, unfortunately, it's due to injury. They've got lost Paul Millsap, but even before Millsap went down, they had lost two straight. So I mean, things just aren't looking too great for Atlanta here. And then just to mention Miami, if they could pull off a win tonight, that'll be a big one for them. Separate themselves from Detroit a little bit more, get a full game ahead of the Bulls. And Miami's even a team that you get Dion Waiters back. They're a pretty interesting opponent in the postseason. I'm pretty sure they beat Cleveland at one point this year.
Yeah. So I agree with your assessment on Milwaukee and Indiana, the two teams that I would be a little more wary of than Atlanta. They just seem in Atlanta to have too many injury woes, and they're headed south right now. Might not even hang on to a playoff spot, as you implied. Over in the Western Conference, there's some intrigue as well in the fourth, fifth, and sixth slots, where we see the Jazz, Clippers, and Thunder. The Clippers seem to be the team that's going south there, Dan, in my opinion. Can any of these teams upset a top three team over there, in your opinion?
Well, if any of them can, I think it's the Jazz. Again, a team that's built on defense, really slows down the game. They're only one of two teams in the league to allow opponents less than 100 points a game. They allow only 96.7 points a game. The other team to do something like that is San Antonio, allowing 98.1. But so Utah's got the best defense in the league, maybe the best defensive center in the league with Rudy Gobert. And they've got a deep bench and a lot of different weapons there. So, I mean, not to mention also it's a tough place to play in Utah. So I think Utah's a really, really interesting group there. And then the Clippers are just, I mean, it's sad, but it's laughable to me in a way. It's just the same thing that I've seen the last 4 or 5 years with them. It's they're a good team on paper, but they just don't have the, I don't know what it is, the poise, I guess, to pull out games that they need. They gave up probably one of the most embarrassing losses of the season the other day as they fell to the Sacramento Kings after leading by 15 with about 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. They totally collapsed and lost that one. And I mean, you lose that one at home. I've seen them lose some big games, you know, after leading, and it's just they don't make the right plays down the stretch. So I think the Clippers are a team that you might see another early exit from them, and you might see the last of that core this season. And then the Thunder, I mean, I'd like to say I think they could upset somebody, but I don't think they can. They're just too much of a one-dimensional team with what Russell Westbrook having to do everything there. I don't see how they could top a team like Golden State, San Antonio, or Houston.
No, that would be clearly an MVP caliber performance that's required, ultra MVP, let's say, from him. So I'm not looking for any of these teams to upset the top three, but I love your assessment of the Clippers, a team that's overrated and under-delivered for years, and maybe it's time to finally change things up there. Jazz could be a team that surprises. They're the no-name team in the bunch, but they do play it tough, play a good defensive style, and defense wins championships, they always say in sports. So that might be the team that I might circle.
They didn't even make the playoffs last year, the Jazz, so there's a big improvement for them this year.
Definitely is. Anyway, there you go. There you have it. Have a look at FanDuel and enjoy all the fun and games on their menu of options, folks. We hope we've given you some good ideas for FanDuel play tonight. For Dan Bruno, who you can follow at DBrunoOfficial, I'm Paul Bruno, reminding you to follow me at Statsman22. Good luck with your FanDuel plays to all our listeners from RotoWire.